question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
And we are back. Thanks for staying locked in with us through that quick 3-minute break. It's nice to have you tuned into the show with Mary and me today. Before we introduce you to a truly inspirational story involving the power of a friendship and how travel has strengthened their bonds in our personal connection segment today, we want to share that today's broadcast is made possible by Seabourn. You know, with their unmatched sense of style, elegance, and grace, Seabourn ships beckon you to travel beyond the bounds of the imagination. You'll clearly feel that you're a member of an exclusive club as you enjoy a sophisticated and luxurious journey like no other. Seabourn ships offer all suite accommodations. Their signature water sports marina and open bar policy serving premium wine, champagne, and spirits, and renowned menus. With packages and destinations available around the globe, visit Seabourn.com today to learn more about booking your travel or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Justin Skizik and Patrick Gray have been friends for over 40 years. They've been on many travel adventures together, but none like the trip they took to the ancient pilgrimage known as the Camino de Santiago. This 500-mile pilgrimage begins in a small town in France. It crosses the Pyrenees and continues through Spain. Leaving their jobs and families for over a month to experience this was hard enough, but there's a unique twist to this story that adds to the challenge. Justin suffers from a progressive neuromuscular disease that confines him to a wheelchair. The story of their trek on the Camino turned into a book and movie, and it's called simply I'll Push You. Here are Justin and Patrick for our personal connection segment.
Hello, Justin and Patrick. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having us.
How are you?
We've been looking forward to this interview all week, so I appreciate the time. Justin, I want to start off with you, and you know, let's begin kind of with the fact that the 500-mile Camino pilgrimage, it's a challenge for most active people, particularly parts of the route through the Pyrenees with the uneven terrain. You've got the mud, the rocks, etc. With your circumstances, Patrick, you know, he agreed to not only go with you, but to push you the 500 miles in the three-wheeled wheelchair. Clearly, that's some friend. Why did you choose to travel the Camino?
You know, in a very quick way, I was called to do it. You know, we've met fellow pilgrims along the way that, you know, they were called on the Camino. And I just, when I learned about it, I learned about it through a PBS travel television show. And I just knew as soon as I learned about it, it was something that I needed to do. I mean, just everything in my heart, my mind, and my soul and body was just, you know, screaming at me to give it a shot. And, luckily enough, you know, Patrick and I in our 42-year relationship, actually 40-year relationship at that time, he said, yeah. So that was the beginning of it all.
Right. Well, as Robert said, great friends. Patrick, from what we gathered watching the film, you're the type of person who takes on just about any challenge and kind of runs with it. This was an enormous one to take on, not only for yourself, but also you took on the job of making sure Justin was okay throughout the entire trip. What stands out for you as something that you learned about yourself?
Oh, geez, that's a loaded question, but I'll try and keep it succinct here. I could talk about that for days. I've kind of gone through quite the evolution since this whole journey, but I would say what the biggest takeaway for me in this whole thing is, I've spent my life living life with Justin, and as his disease has progressed, I've been there in various ways as a caretaker. And on the Camino, I was primary caretaker for weeks on end. But through that and witnessing Justin's willingness to trust me with so much, to let me care for him as well as push him and just kind of navigate all the struggles of each day that we face, it kind of opened my eyes to a new perspective of how much beauty there is in his receiving that help. And that's something that I haven't always done well. I haven't always received help from others. I've kind of been a control freak and had to do it all on my own. And this journey really shifted that mentality for me, where now I'm much more willing to let others into my struggles and my pain and my difficulties so that I can navigate life much more effectively. That's something that Justin has taught me through his humility and his vulnerability to this disease.
All right. Well, Justin, I want to follow up on that then with you. You know, although you were pushed in the chair by Patrick and others who joined you, you know, on the travels along your way, this journey had its own challenges for you. So what was your biggest takeaway?
My biggest takeaway was that humanity is still good. And, you know, you unfortunately we're bombarded every day by all of the, you know, the bad things that are happening in this world. But through our journey on the pilgrimage, on the Camino, and ever since then, has been just a reconfirmation that there are some really amazing and good people in this world doing amazing things. And that we're all made to love one another as well as be loved. And it sounds, you know, kind of hippie-ish, but in a way, you know, I think we've lost sight of that in the world today, and that, you know, we can do much more when we work together and when we're there for one another.
Well, that's well said.
And we just choose to listen. You know, it's simple.
Extremely well said, and I think, you know, part of the power of travel is connecting with people, and when things go wrong for any of us, it's about how you handle it and how, as Patrick, you said, you may have to ask for help sometimes. Big lessons. You know, I'd like to talk about one of the opening scenes in the movie really struck us about how you had to navigate hotels and public places in Europe with a wheelchair. In one of the opening scenes, I think it might be in the very beginning, actually, you arrive in France after traveling 36 hours and you cannot get the wheelchair with Justin in it through the elevator doors. Patrick, describe this frustration.
Because it's a real issue, clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah, real issue. Yeah. You know, I mean, accessibility kind of goes out the window when we leave the States. And, you know, in different areas in Europe are in varying degrees of okay when it comes to certain struggles. But that particular night, you know, yeah, we've been traveling for 36 hours. We have had virtually no sleep. So, of course, the frustration is, you know, it's exacerbated by the fact we're both fatigued. But, yeah, in that scenario, not able to get Justin in the elevator because it's so small, you know, we had a number of options you can go. We can get super frustrated and just kind of lose our cool and not be invested in just problem solving, but through Justin's kind of, you know, his insight and his creativity, we figured out a way to navigate that issue. We went in eyes wide open, knowing we were going to have struggles traveling internationally with a wheelchair, and knowing that from the get go, with having no kind of preconceived notion, just expecting there's going to be troubles, and the best way we can navigate those troubles is being creative and working through it together and inviting whoever we meet into the solution. It made those challenges so much easier to navigate as opposed to going the other direction and being immensely frustrated. I'm like, come on, guys, you know, how can you have an elevator this small? Well, hey, guys, how can we work together to figure out a solution? And so, I mean, yeah, we wound up having to use a wheeled office chair, not the most steady alternative to a wheelchair, but through using that wheeled office chair and making sure I didn't dump Justin on his head as we got in the elevator.
Well, you had to
do
that.
He appreciated that.
You had to do that a few times that we saw throughout the movie.
Yeah, but you guys really did work well together, even though, Patrick, you were physically doing it. Justin, you were so involved in the whole process.
So, real quick... I'm sorry, real quick on this. You know, Justin, I'm going to ask you, I know that you and Patrick, you know, you started an organization a few years ago that you're now helping travelers with disabilities. I'm curious, Justin, you know, one or two tips that you can give folks listening today around the country about traveling with disabilities?
Oh, man. I'd probably say, I mean, Patrick just hit the nail on the head with one of the biggest ones, which is expect road bumps. It's not going to be perfect. The world's not perfect. But I wouldn't, with that part one of part two here is, you know, when road bumps come along, you'll work through it. You'll get through it, but it should not dissuade you from trying.
It's a powerful story, what you did.
If I can do it, anybody can do it, because I'm basically, I mean, I'm not paralyzed, but I'm like a high functioning quad. So,
right. You
know, I can't use my arms, my hands, my legs. I can't walk, so I'm in a power wheelchair, and you know it's difficult. But spec road bumps, that's the biggest one. And then I've always viewed accessible traveling with limited mobility, because that would be our expertise. Would be that is, you know, most people, in my opinion or my experience, get frustrated or are dissuaded by air travel or trying to find transportation, because those are some huge obstacles you have to get over. And most people just don't even try because they're afraid. They've heard horror stories of, you know, airlines breaking wheelchairs and being left at places. And that happens. Unfortunately, it does happen from time to time. But in my experience, you know, when those things do happen, you just work through it.
I'm going to say this. Listen to both of you. This is obviously, it's called I'll Push You. Folks, you can go check out the website, illpushyou.com. There's a book out there. There's the film that's there. This, clearly, it's obviously involving travel. It's so much more than that. It's about a friendship. There's a spiritual component to it. To both of you, listen, it was a true pleasure to speak to both of you today. Mary and I wish we had more time. Our best to you and to your families.
Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. All the best to you.
All right, guys.
Take care.
Enjoy your Saturday.
And that's why we do the Personal Connection series.
Yeah, now. You know, we watched the movie, and it's such an inspirational story. You have to see the movie and read the book.
And folks, I would check it out. Again, I'll push you. So go find it, and I think you will find it as impactful as we did. A reminder to please connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're going to take a quick break as Bobby links in Rudy for segments 3 and 4. Before Mary and I will be back with you towards the end of this hour, and we're going to be talking about some obscure Valentine's Day places to visit. So stay right where you are. Your RM World Travel Express is back after these messages.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.